Why do some people instantly like us while others never come around? Is hitting it off and becoming friends with people purely a roll of the dice, or is there something more we can do to control our chances of connecting with people? For many people, likability seems to be a game of chance. If you happen to sit next to someone who is similar to you, and you also happen to have an excuse to begin a conversation with them, only then are you on the highway to friendship. That doesn't sound right. People who see likability as completely organic and natural are sadly misguided, because cultivating a feeling of likability around yourself is just like any other emotion. It can be triggered, summoned, eliminated, and ultimately engineered. If we want to make someone angry with us, we know what to do and how to adjust our behavior. Likability can also be that simple. It turns out that we all have specific and subtle signals and hints that massively influence the way we view others. Most of them are minuscule, subconscious, and mired in the minutiae. But that's just what really matters. Random chance and a positive first impression, no more. The first study of the book asked the question, how can you influence people's moods for the better? There's actually an added benefit to being able to improve people's moods. Remember Pavlov's dog? He would salivate in the presence of positive reinforcement and eventually was conditioned to salivate to only the sound of a bell. When people subconsciously begin to associate you with positive moods and emotions, you are going to be the bell that makes people smile without realizing why. A 1994 study by Ike, McCauley, and Ryan found that memories did not exist in a vacuum. Memories were heavily linked to the context, environment, events, and moods that were present at the time of the memory. This means memory is not a flat representation of a set of events. It's a holistic three-dimensional snapshot of everything that was happening at that exact moment in time. We don't realize this because much of what is recorded is subconscious and even difficult to conjure up when we want to. But it's in there, somewhere, and Ike and his associates found that appealing to those hidden aspects of memories allow you to influence people's moods.